Greetings, Chicagoland. Thank you for tuning in to the weekly program, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, based on improving lives through public service and volunteerism. Today's presentation is brought to you by the Forum to Achieve Altruism, Compassion, and Tolerance, the FACT organization, with more than a 75-year legacy of promoting peace, harmony, equality, and social justice for all. Building Community, Strengthening Nations features newsmakers and movers and shakers engaged in enlightening discussions on current issues and events that positively impact our diverse communities. The FACT organization invites you to contact us for general information or referral services, volunteer opportunities, and suggestions, questions, or comments regarding programming topics and guests. Please call FACT at 773-424-8002 to reach our 24-hour voicemail and facsimile. Our email address is faactorg@aol.com. Now tell your friends to tune in to FACT every Tuesday evening at 7:30 p.m. We're streaming live over the internet at www.thechicagolighthouse.org. My name is Ruth M. Fairfax Frazier. I am the founder and executive director of the FACT organization, and today I am so pleased to serve as your host. FACT is always excited about this opportunity to share time with you, our most valued listening public, with different weekly topics of interest that positively influence our communities. However, as we always say, this can only be accomplished with your help. The fact is, we all need each other, and by uniting our efforts, we can make a positive difference for everyone. In a nutshell, FACT's combined vision and mission is to help create a better world through educating the public and coalescing with others to eradicate biases and prejudices, as well as hate crime. Greetings, everyone. This is Ruth Frazier, co-chairing FACT, Building Community, Strengthening Nations, with Marshall Matthews. We have a very esteemed guest in studio with us today, Linda Zabers. She's founder and author of Honorary Chicago. Welcome to the program, Linda.
Thank you, Ruth and Marshall.
Welcome to our program. Now, Chicagoland, you're going to find out a lot of about Chicago history and why some of the honorary streets are named and how they got named in the process. This is going to be a very interesting night.
And Linda, before we even start on Chicago's history and streets, tell us about your background.
Well, I'm not originally from Chicago. I actually grew up not too far away in Milwaukee. That's where I was born and raised. But I've been in Chicago for more than 20 years, and growing up in Milwaukee, Chicago was always the big, exciting city. So I came here to go to the Sears Tower and the Museum of Science and Industry. And so I've always loved Chicago, and I love it all the more for having done a lot of this research.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that you went to school here in the Chicago area.
Yes, I did my master's degree at the University of Chicago. I got an MBA. And from that, I am currently working for Innovation Partners. It's an energy strategy consulting firm. It does a lot of work with new energy technologies and battery storage.
Oh, that sounds very interesting. What did you major in?
Well, in undergrad at University of Rochester, I double majored in economics and psychology. And in business school, I actually had four concentrations in strategy, finance, marketing, and entrepreneurship.
Okay. Well, Chicago, as we said, we have a very esteemed, learned guest with us today. And she's going to give us a lot of information about Chicago just by researching our streets. So let's get started, Linda.
Linda, how did you become interested in this project?
Well, I did what I think a lot of people do. You're walking down a street and you look up and you see one of these brown street signs that says honorary on it, and then it has the four stars from the Chicago flag, and sometimes it's a name you recognize, but a lot of times it's not. So I started wondering, who are these people and what did these people do to deserve an honorary street sign? And so I started researching them. So this just came out of sheer curiosity. I had no intention of writing a book or really doing anything with it other than for my own amusement.
Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that you walked by an alley and it was named WOOGM Alley. What is that?
A woogum. Yes, a woogum. This is a great mystery. This was, woogum actually stands for Wellington Oakdale Old Glory Marching Society. Now, this is a very neighborhood group that for more than 50 years has been putting together a local parade for Memorial Day and Labor Day where the neighbors get together and with their four-corner hats and their flags and their bikes and their dogs and parade 7 blocks over to St. Joseph Hospital. And they're joined by none other than Jesse White. Oh. And the Jesse White Tumblers and the drum corps. Mm-hmm. And then the Jesse White Tumblers give one of their wonderful performances. And Jesse White is an honoree. He is actually does have an honorary street sign of his own, very well deserved, on Division Street.
Oh, okay.
Well, when it comes to this project, and I know that there are policies and procedures on how a street gets named. I know many of our audience would not understand how that happens. Could you explain to them or give them a little bit of help on understanding how someone gets an honorary street?
Yes, this is probably the question I'm asked most often. So it's really, as I've come to know it, a very local decision because all the streets, any street name that would go up needs to be, it's usually presented to the alderman or whoever of the location where the street sign is to be located, because the alderman pretty much needs to approve everything. So if the alderman then submits it to city council, mm-hmm. city council takes it off to a committee, and if the committee comes back and gives the thumbs up, then the city approves it and writes an order to the Department of Transportation mm-hmm. to put up an honorary street sign with this person's name on it at this location. Now, this process started in 1984, but last year there were some changes made and limiting the number of signs that could be issued in a single year to 2 per ward. And also, unfortunately, it can now only be presented, only new signs can be given to people who are no longer living. So there are some people who are alive now who have honorary street signs, but that's not going to be the case in the future.
Wow. Okay. That's a significant change.
Yes.
Well, I understand that it wasn't an easy process even getting honorary street signs started. Can you tell us about that?
Well, this kind of came out of an idea because Chicago has such a great is really known for its street system and its grid and being an easy city to get around. But cities all over the world do things like this, have honorary commemorations. They want to rename streets in honor of people. But the city planners were really concerned about it kind of messing up the grid and it being more confusing. So they came up with the plan to have honorary streets that are not official street names. So these aren't on any maps. These aren't, there's no street address. No one has a house number that's on Fairfax Cone Way or something like that. So they're honorary. They are commemorative to honor people who have done things for the city of Chicago. But you won't find them on maps. I've actually gone through the effort to map them. I believe I have the only maps of its kind. I've actually collected all the city records, the names and locations of all the signs to collect the whole set. And I'm in the process of collecting stories. I don't have all of them yet. So, yes, so the location is very much part of the story also.
And approximately how many honorary street signs are there?
Well, I'll be able to tell you that one of these days for certain, but installed right now there are over 1,000. Mm-hmm. But since 1984 there have been closer to 2,000 actually approved. Some of them never were installed. And,
really?
And many of them, over, because it's been more than 30 years, were put up and forgotten. And in that time, streets get repaved and buildings go up, scaffolding, street signs come down, get lost, never go back up again. Mm-hmm. So these people who are to be remembered have kind of been lost to time again. And that was one of my reasons for writing the book. They're to be remembered, so let's remember them.
Mm-hmm.
If someone wanted to view the map, is there a way they could view the map that you're putting together?
I do have pieces of the map on my website, which is honorarychicago.com. Now, it's very easy to mistype honorary. So it's Honorarychicago.com. Mm. And there's a map section. And it's not complete. And I do have some specialty maps. For instance, I have a map of, as I come across it, veterans who have honorary signs. And now that we're coming up on Memorial Day, that's one of that's a very timely topic. I am trying to define different topics for categories for the people who have the signs.
Well, tell us about the veterans specifically. What information do you have?
Well, there are a lot of people who you don't know are veterans because they're not known for being veterans necessarily. You might expect someone, like one of the most famous Chicagoans is James Lovell, who was a NASA astronaut for the Apollo 13 program, that in the movie Apollo 13, of course, was his direct experience. But then also famous Chicagoans, that like Bob Fosse, who I didn't realize was a Chicagoan, for one thing, and he is this famous choreographer, multi-Tony Award-winning, and things like Cabaret and Pajama Game, that was all his work, but he's also a veteran.
And he has a street?
Yes, he has a street sign, and it's just off State Street, and it's in the area of, well, near the theaters.
Okay, the theater area? Great. There's some other famous people that we don't always recognize from Chicago. There's someone who, you know, has someone spinning a wheel and have Vanna White turning letters that we don't always associate with Chicago.
Yes, Pat Sajak. Chicagoan.
And he has a street named after him?
He does. He grew up in Chicago, and then he has an honorary sign.
Then, you know, Chicago is famous for musicians, and one of the ones that we often overlook, because after he was done being a musician, he started into politics and things like that. But we have the great Gene Chandler, right?
Oh, yes. Duke of Earl. So, yes, he was recently, about a year and a half or 2 years ago, awarded with an honorary sign. He's delightful. I looked up his videos on YouTube to see Duke of Earl from the 1960s and from a couple of years ago. It's just wonderful.
And we had the great pleasure of being able to interview him at the time his sign was being installed here on Chris Radio. And he was able to visit with Vision Quest, the band that is located here at the Chicago Lighthouse, and they truly enjoyed his presence.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Who are some of your favorites and who had honorary streets named after them?
Well, some that are special to me. One in particular that I put in the book is Edward Brennan. So this sign is right in the middle of Chicago. And it's one of my favorites because, out of sheer irony, there are actually two men named Edward Brennan who did very significant things in and for Chicago and have a very good reason to have their street sign on the northwest corner of State and Madison.
Which is the center of Chicago.
Yes, it is.
Great. On the middle of Chicago.
Literally central to Chicago. So when I first saw this, and if you remember a couple of years ago, Sears on State was right on that corner. It's now a Walgreens. But Edward Brennan was the CEO of Sears. And so he passed away a number of years ago, and this is after the Sears Tower. It's no longer called the Sears Tower. And Sears on State was a very big deal, that coming back to State Street. And so it made a lot of sense to have his sign there. He grew up in Chicago. His family worked in Sears. He started out in the men's department all the way up to CEO. Did a lot of great things. But that's not the Edward Brennan that the sign was for.
Oh.
Really? Really. So the Edward Brennan that the sign is named for was the rationalizer of streets. He's the person who set the numbering system on the grid.
Uh-huh.
He is the person who set State and Madison as 00, and all the numbers go out in north, south, east, and west from that
State
location.
State and Madison, right.
He also rationalized, put all the odd numbers on one side of the street, even numbers on the other.
Mm-hmm.
And when Chicago grew, it grew very quickly. So streets kind of were named a bit randomly. So sometimes there would be several streets that have the same name. That made deliveries very difficult. That made response to fires very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
So he actually limited the number of street names and made sure that streets had the same name for its entire length,
mm-hmm.
which, oddly enough, is how we came to have honorary street signs to not undo the work that he did. So that was done in, it took him several years actually to convince the city that the streets needed to be rationalized, and that was completed and went into effect in 1909.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So at State and Madison, are both gentlemen listed as honorary street signs or just one?
No, it's just one sign, and they actually both have different middle names, but
okay.
There's no middle name on the sign, so I give them both credit in the book.
Okay. Very good.
Do you think some city planner meant that on purpose?
I think it was a happy accident.
Yeah. Who are some of your other favorites?
Well, one of mine is a historic figure from Chicago, Swami Vivekananda.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're ever on Michigan Avenue, right outside the Art Institute, you'll look up and see Swami Vivekananda. And what could that possibly be? So, Swami Vivekananda came to Chicago in 1893 as a delegate from India for the Parliament of World Religions. He represented Hinduism, and he was very responsible for bringing Hinduism, Vedic traditions and cultures to the West, and particularly to the United States. And he was very well known in his time and gave a series of very inspiring speeches at this Parliament of World Religions, which was taking part at the same time in the same locations as the World Fair, the 1893 World Fair, the famous one after the Chicago Fire.
Mm-hmm.
So he was very well-spoken, and when you hear his voice, he would talk about the tolerance between religions, and these became very famous speeches in his time. So, that being said, so why is he right outside the Art Institute? Well, in 1893, the Parliament of World Religions was held at the Art Institute, so that's actually where he gave the speech.
Mm-hmm.
So, the location really is part of the story, and I think it makes it a lot richer. And you can walk down Michigan Avenue and the street and really be pulled through time. And in the case of Swami Vivekananda, the world came to Chicago.
Yes, indeed. Mm. And as a backstory to that, there was a temple built in Hyde Park closer to the location of the exposition in honor of Swami, and now it's located out in the suburbs, but we've had it for many years in Hyde Park area of the city, and also the Hyde Park Kenwood Interfaith Council that brought together religious leaders of all faiths would meet in Hyde Park in honor of the work of the Parliament, and that's still going on to this day.
Yes, it is.
If someone wanted to get your book, how would they be able to get a hold of it?
Well, it is available on Amazon and on BarnesandNoble.com and in some local bookstores. It's also available in the Chicago Public Library and in the research library at the History Museum.
Okay. Hmm. Very good.
Very, very good.
Now, share that website with us again, because you'll have links there as well.
Yes, it's honorarychicago.com, and that's H-O-N-O-R-A-R-Y, Chicago, all one word, .com.
Now, if someone wants to contact you and they want to share some of the history of these street names, how would they contact you, Linda?
Yes, I love hearing stories about these signs. I'm always eager to hear more, even if I'm already aware of them. You can reach me at the address just Linda, L-A-N-D-A, at honorarychicago.com.
Now, when you look at the honorary streets, are there any leading categories of people who've been able to get that section of a street named after them?
Yes, it's pretty interesting. Now, a lot of people think that you have to be rich and famous to get an honorary street sign, but I really haven't found that to be the case. And if you've been around Chicago at all, you know that these signs are everywhere.
Yeah.
They are in every neighborhood, in every ward. And I've really found that the most popular category is actually clergy.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
So there are reverends, pastors, elders, priests, nuns, swamis, rabbis, and even a couple saints.
Oh, okay.
Like Mother Teresa has an honorary sign.
Really?
Devon, yes. Devon in California.
Okay. Didn't know about that one. Also, I see the arts are heavily represented, too. Some are famous columnists for some of our local papers and things like that, and writers. Could you name some of them?
Well, Mike Royko, of course, is one right on Michigan Avenue near the Tribune. But another one is Ann Landers.
Oh, yes,
Landers.
We remember her.
Yes. she was the columnist, advice columnist, originally for the Sun-Times, right. But then the Tribune. At the time, she was named one of the most influential people in the United States.
Oh,
she,
wow.
And one thing you may not know, that there was another column that was by her twin sister.
Mm-hmm.
That was Dear Abby.
Dear Abby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, did one concentrate more on the lovelorn than the other?
I don't know that. I hadn't looked into Dear Abby too much, since that was not a Chicago column.
Okay.
Well, when it comes to our communities and our neighborhoods, Chicago has a vast array of neighborhoods. And then in those neighborhoods, you start seeing honorary streets pop up. Could you name some of the honorary streets that are interesting and found in some of our Chicago neighborhoods?
Yes, there are many. There are great stories everywhere. And one of them in particular is Dolores Mueller Bajda.
Hmm.
Now, she was a pitcher for the all-girls baseball team.
Mm-hmm.
During World War II, a lot of the men were at war, so women's baseball teams popped up, and Mr. Wrigley was one of the people who promoted this.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie... by that same name.
A League of Their Own.
A League of Their Own, yes, was based on the story. And so Dolores was a pitcher for one of those baseball teams, and she has an honorary sign.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know she had an honorary sign here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ah. Well, speaking of baseball, one of the previous owners of the White Sox has an honorary sign. Is that correct?
Yes. Bill Veeck.
Yeah.
He was quite a character. So, he was the former owner of the White Sox. He was responsible for a lot of innovations in baseball, even credited with putting or suggesting that the ivy at Wrigley Field be put on,
on
the walls.
Yes, he was. In my history, yes, he is.
Yes. Another thing about him, he is also a veteran. He served in World War II in the Marines, and he lost his leg during the war, and was known, very well known afterwards from thereafter, having a peg leg, and he had several of them over the years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
When you look at some of the areas like Streeterville, I understand there's a very interesting one in Streeterville that people should really recognize.
Yes. A man that I actually had the chance to know a bit, Dr. Henry Betts. He was a physiatrist. He was specialized in rehabilitation medicine, and he was the CEO of the Rehabilitation Institute of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that has been renamed. It is now the Shirley Ryan Ability Lab.
Yes.
But he was very well known across the country, and really made the Rehabilitation Institute just a world-renowned institution. And he was very involved, not just in the medical side, but in the lives of people with disabilities. When I met him, he was leading the mayor's special task force for the employment of people with disabilities.
Oh, okay. And what about Chinatown?
Chinatown. Yes, there are several in Chinatown, including Confucius, who I'm pretty certain never set foot in Chicago.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that one, yeah.
But someone who did is Bernarda Bernie Wong, who also fairly recently was given an honorary street sign. She founded the Chinese American Service League, and that is a service center for really all ages, from the very young to she's built a senior center and has different classes on various Chinese characters and cooking, and really keeping the Chinese culture alive and well in Chinatown. And Chicago's Chinatown is one of the few, or perhaps the only, growing Chinese community in the United States.
Mm-hmm. And here on Chris Radio, again, we've had the pleasure of interviewing Bernie numerous times, and she is now considered president emeritus of CASEL. Yes. But she was there for many, many years from their founding. Yes.
When you come to areas like Bronzeville, which has a rich history, there's one very notable honorary street there.
Yes, Ida B. Wells, who was a Chicago journalist but a very prominent civil rights activist. And she was one of the original founders of the NAACP.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of famous people, what about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King?
Well, he does have an actual street named for him. Mm-hmm. But he was also actually a place where he spoke, Stone Temple. Also is a location that has an honorary street sign. So honorary streets are not just for people. They are sometimes locations or sometimes even events.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't we have a high school that has its own?
There are several. One in particular that's both a place and an event is Sen High School in Uptown. They celebrated their centennial year and have an honorary sign on their location for that.
Chicagoland, you see that there's a vast array of information that we want you to understand is out there when you look up at these brown signs, and there's a history behind, there's a story behind them. And we want to thank Linda for compiling some of this information, but she's also still compiling information. So please reach out to her at
linda@honorarychicago.com.
We truly appreciate you coming on our program, Linda. We want to invite you to come back in the future as you put out a new edition of the book and update with so many more streets that are being added to the list. Chicagoland, thank you for tuning in to FACT, Building Communities, Strengthening Nations, and tune in next week for what promises to be a lively conversation. Bye now.
Good night.